Ryan McFadden joins me now. Hello, Ryan. Lovely to chat to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
A recent global study finding that Microsoft, over 70% of workers want the option to be flexible, to work remotely, to continue after lockdown restrictions ease. And I imagine if we did a similar survey in South Africa, you would find many people who are happy to continue working from home while they're wearing those pajamas and UGG boots in this winter.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we recently did do a study that actually looked at behavior post-COVID. And what we found was that around similar numbers, around 73% of South Africans polled actually wanted to continue to work remotely and have the option to work from home going forward post the COVID pandemic. And you would have seen, interestingly, it's actually become quite a hot topic. So recently, Tim Cook from Apple announced that that Apple expected all of their workers to return to the office at least three times a week, with many teams actually having to return to working five times a week from the office. And there's been significant pushback from the Apple employees, and it's becoming a trend all over the world where it definitely has become easier, more convenient, and in many cases more effective for people to be working from home. And so what we've started to see there is really that office spaces are having to completely change. And so what there's two or three real big trends that we're starting to see. One, obviously, offices are being reimagined by many interesting designers. So firstly, we start to see aspects like the Pencil Club in Durban popping up, where we're seeing the boundaries between what we call work and play really starting to disappear. And so there's this new movement, what they call office playgrounds. And office playgrounds are really places where there is the ability to work from, but also to obviously have additional benefits. So the Pencil Club is an example, which is actually launched towards the end of 2020, is on the 23rd and 24th floor of the Umhlanga Arch in the Umhlanga office region on the Umhlanga Ridge. And what it does is it allows members, and it's an exclusive members club so that it isn't too full, but it allows members quiet working spaces, access to a state-of-the-art gym, restaurants, a library, meetings rooms, art gallery. It really combines the joy of a members club with the convenience of a co-working space. It's something that Soho House has done, first launched in the UK and then expanded around the world. But what the Pencil Club has done differently in various other spaces around the world, such as Birch in the UK, has done is that they've actually less a social club, which is what Soho Club is, which has a restaurant and a kind of open spaces. This is formally designed to bridge the gap between a members club and co-working spaces. Another example is Genevelle, which is a office space which is going even further, where it's combining the ability to play. So it's got gyms, it's got an art gallery, it's got various other elements built into it, but it also then has mixed use spaces such as living spaces, shopping spaces, outdoor areas. It even has a school within one simple contained space, and it allows the option for 1,500 residents to live, as well as 6,000 people to actually go to the office or actually to attend retail spaces. But what we're also seeing within that space is with this rapid increase in the change of how people are actually working, there's obviously been a massive increase in office space availability. And so many corporates are actually either downsizing or closing their offices permanently. And so this is leading to another trend that we're seeing, which is actually seeing new companies popping up, which are consultancies, which are actually armed with multidisciplinary teams, which actually work with commercial and office space owners to redesign the future of the office space as well as commercial and retail spaces. So it's relooking how we engage with shopping malls post-COVID, how we engage with office spaces, how we engage with traditional commercial spaces. There's a very interesting company actually based in Cape Town, which is doing exactly that. It's called Metamorpha. It's based out of the V&A waterfront, but works with clients globally in the UK, the US, etc. And this is really a group of future thinking spaces or specialists who are tapping into future trends in ethnographic research to predict human behavior and actually utilize these to design the spaces of the future. And that's what's making these office spaces really, really interesting. They're also, for those that are re-looking how office spaces work, those that are insisting that human being or that we actually go back into the office, the likes of Apple, the likes of other companies, and Google being one of them, are actually then having to redesign what the interior of the office looks like. And so what we're actually starting to do there is that they're having to actually find a balance between what an office looks like and what home looks like. And so these companies are actually having to design these offices to reflect the comforts of home. And so they're featuring things like working kitchens, which allow staff to make their own meals, with dedicated grocery cupboards so people can actually bring their own grocery cupboards so that they can cook their own meals, or plush couches, dining room style boardrooms, sleeping pods, plush carpets, acoustic chambers, even an in-house crèche in order to have that convenience of being at home while in the office.
Are these office spaces and experiences designed, I suppose, primarily for what is dubbed the millennial grouping of people, or Gen Z or something like that? Because some of us who are a little bit older than that quite like sometimes being able to get to an office and enjoy a cup of coffee, because I'm certainly more productive when I am in the office as opposed to working in a space of this nature. I would be distracted left, right and center.
Yeah, so what's really interesting is that actually they're having to find in the design how to actually accommodate all generations. So it's this element of working with the sort of Gen Z baby boomer type generation that still want to have their own office space, and they're having to create sort of office pods within this world. But then they're also obviously catering for the millennial. But really what they're starting to do is to, for instance, if you were working from home, you were used to in your office having plush carpets, if you were fortunate to live in a upmarket home, all the way down to obviously having your kitchen. So it's really this element of catering for all generations within that space. And what we've found a lot of the time is that each office is actually going out and conducting surveys into what their needs of the office environment are, or the actual workers within that office, and designing accordingly. But what we've seen, the main trend is really, and if we put it really simply, is that it's really the Google campus, which we've all known and has been sort of iconized in terms of movies like The Intern with Owen Wilson, etc. And that Google campus idea really now is being forced to either go to become mainstream, or for companies to adopt a completely different way to design and to think about their office spaces.
Certainly very interesting, Ryan. Thank you very much indeed. Ryan McFadden is the co-founder and head of strategy at Have You Heard, reflecting with us on the future of the office space. A WhatsApp message reads, totally depends on a company's leadership approach. Our MD is of the opinion that if I can't see you, then you're not working.